those that don't know how to read the signs of Almighty God. They think this is a curse on America, that jobs are scarce and the economy is grinding down. It's not a curse, it's a great blessing. It's forcing people who have known nothing but material comfort. It's forcing them to accept the fact, the reality, that ain't no one fat cat gonna live on this earth while many cats go lean. If there was plenty of money around, brother and sister, America could pacify the agonies of the spirit and the morale in this country. It could pacify the moral and spiritual sore by blinding you with dollar and material comfort. They could hush up the cry for spiritual and moral dignity in this country with money and material comfort. But they can't do it now. Ain't enough money around. All praise is due to Allah for blessing America to not have enough dollars to buy people and take them away from God. They wouldn't do it out of the desire to buy people and take them away from spiritual and moral growth. They would do it out of a necessity. They would do it because of expedience. They would do it because they were forced to do it. If they had the money, do you think they would have these conditions in the ghetto? No, they wouldn't. Do you think the cities would be deteriorating? No. If they had the money, they would build these cities up. If they had the money, they would restore the ghetto. If they had the money, they would give that brother who wants to preach lies. They would give him money because he can be bought. Those weak people who feel a little bite now from hard times, and have started to remember that there was a God talked to them once upon a time in their life. If America had enough money, they would take the bite off that brother or sister, and he would forget that God was once in his life. Allah is the best knower. They don't have enough welfare. Is that right? If there was enough welfare, I would never be able to get those people to come to the health and human development that I'm calling them to. They would be satisfied to be fat birds in a cage. Lay up in an apartment and draw a welfare check. Eat third on steak. Buy a lot of old hot mink coats, alligator shoes, ride around in a cat light, on welfare. The scripture says, death and hell help prepare the dead to meet their God. That's a saying there from a wise one of old. He saw how God, when he get ready to bring about a thing, he affects everything so that everything favors the change he wants to bring about. So don't think anything is working against us. Every atom and every particle, every molecule, and every atom and every part of the atom in this whole tree is working in our favor. the word. You know, a tool, it suffers, but the work progresses. Bring the FOI back. Go on and bring it back. If that's what you want, bring it back. You won't bring it here. Talking about doing. Selling papers, selling fish, cleaning up the neighborhood, fighting the evil forces, marching, karateing. I don't care what it is. My 10 will defeat your 100. I know the FOI will come to an end, will come to a quick end. Time is out for it. If an FOI could be here, it would be right here, right under me. Don't join anything like that. Don't support it. For yourself, the good of yourself and your family, and all of us, stay away from them. Let them do their thing to themselves. And you just stay completely away from them. Don't go to their meetings. It'll mean nothing but trouble. You go to their meetings, you get dissatisfied, they get dissatisfied. You may become angry, they become angry. There's a clash. Everybody embarrassed. We know where they stand now. Before, I didn't know. Minister Farrakhan, he embraced me back here, right back here. The last time he was here. He spoke here. He said we won't let him talk. We who? It's not me. Every time I see him, I invite him to talk. Whenever he's here, I tell him to talk. The last time I talked to him, he said he wanted to go back to New York to talk. I said, go back. I'll go with you. And I'll show the New York people that I support you. Not that I thought I needed him in New York, but I thought he needed. To get back into something that he liked. So I was going to help him get back into it. He never came back to me and told me anything. But he's out there trying to make people feel sorry. I'm persecuted like Malcolm was. I'm going on the same parallel. Bunch of people think we want to kill him. I don't want to kill him. To tell you the truth, sometimes I want to go to him and ask him, say, brother, you haven't told me your financial condition, but if you need any money, I got something to share with you. I honestly have felt like doing that. And right now, if I thought he was in financial bad condition, that he and his wife and children were suffering financially, if I thought that he would accept it from me, I would gladly offer him some money. I don't want to see the brother suffer. I want to see him comfortable. But I don't want to see him pampered like a pimp. There are others. I know they don't have everything they want. And if they would come to me, I would give them something for what I got. Sometimes I don't have nothing to give. But when I got it, I share. But I look at them and I wonder. I don't go to them, you know why? Because my mind tells me, say, look, if they were really in me, they would sell their Mercedes-Benz. They would sell their Mark IV. That 10 pair of alligator shoes that they don't have to be used. The extra house that they don't have to be having. So they don't want me because I asked them to reduce your fat self so everybody can have a little weight. That's why they don't like me. I say it, the only reason why these people don't like me is for two reasons. I'm decent and honest. They want to be indecent and dishonest. Pretending like we got some kind of big mall problem over here. I want to lead the brothers and sisters back to the good life the dog Elijah Muhammad gave us. Brothers and sisters now prostitute. What are you talking about? Any sister prostituting over here, if I find it out, funny. And can't no sister come here and listen to me week in and week out with a heart for prostituting. So what is he talking about he's gonna clean up? Maybe he's hiding some prostitutes that we haven't seen. I suspect that he got some prostitutes that he's going to leave. Going to charge me with the weakness and filth that is on them. When all Elijah Muhammad was here, we didn't do these things. We didn't drink. We didn't commit adultery. We didn't fornicate. We didn't prostitute ourselves. We didn't use dope. All right, I'm here. I'm preaching against the same thing. What is your excuse? Anybody who says they were following the Almighty they didn't drink, prostitute themselves, or use dope. And then just because I come into the leadership and say that Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not the leader of this state, and is not a messenger or not a prophet of God, and they suddenly now change and go back or start prostituting themselves, using dope, drinking whiskey, what does that say for me and what does it say for them? It tells us that they never really believed in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If they believed in him, they would ignore what I'm saying. If what I'm saying hurt their faith, they would just ignore it. They would say, I'm not listening to that. I believe in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If your God is weak enough to be destroyed by my word, you should give up your God and come to Allah. That's exactly what Minister Farrakhan and others with him are accusing me of. The new teaching has really shaken the faith of the old followers in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and made them go back to their same old habits. A faith that was that weak should be shaken. It should be destroyed. But don't believe them. That's not the whole story. When I came into office, I came in fighting prostitution, fighting dope pushers. But they don't tell you that. They don't tell you when the chief took his position, many of us ministers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad were dope pushers. Prostitutes of our own sisters. They don't say that, but that's a fact. I know you're tired and we have to go home. But I'm not going to come out here. I'm not going to come out here again. Tell you to look out for Farrakhan or for Salas or anybody else. From here on out, you're on your own. If you want to follow them, you're on your own. I hear that Namazi, minister that used to be here. I put him over the region here. I hear that he is Farrakhan's right-hand man. Well, that's okay. I know he never was my right-hand man. I hear that John Muhammad used to be minister in San Francisco, lived there as a fat pimp off the people. I hear that he's with them. I hear that Jeremiah used to be over Philadelphia, and he's close. I hear that he's with them. I hear they have Muhammad Ali going like a pendulum from their side to this side. I just want you to know their name. So you'll know how welcome, Brother Jeremiah. If he speaks to you, say salam. Where do I get this from? The Holy Quran. Prophet Muhammad taught us that when we meet the ignorant people, and they are certainly ignorant by their own decisions, say to them, salam. It didn't say to them, assalamu alaikum. It said, say to them, salam. Assalamu alaikum is the greeting for a member of the society you belong to. A brother who believes as you believe, and a sister who believes as you believe, you say, assalamu alaikum. But people who claim to believe, but have proven by their own actions that they don't, when you meet them, just say salam. If they say, assalamu alaikum, brother, say salam. Don't say brother. How can you be a brother? Salam. And you don't have to say that. You can just ignore them. You don't have to say a thing. But if they should show signs like they want to greet you, say salam. And keep going your way. Don't get into no discussion. It can lead to nothing but trouble. They say, well, let me explain, brother, what happened. Salam. Keep going. They won't explain it. They should come down here and explain it to me. Before all of us. Now I hear they're coming out in the magazine, Newsweek. It's preparing to do a major story on Minister Farrakhan and his new movement that he's calling Elijah Muhammad Memorial Society. Now, one of these steal that name from our health, Elijah Muhammad Memorial Health Facility. I don't know, but I don't know. Maybe he didn't steal it. He's organizing a movement just to remember the Army Elijah Muhammad. As long as I'm on earth, nobody can forget the Army Elijah Muhammad. I'm his own flesh and blood son. I'm the man that he pointed to when I was too young to understand myself what was in store for me down the road. He said, this man is like Solomon. He said, David didn't build the house, Solomon built it. He said that at a church on the south side, one Savior's Day convention. Some of you here probably remember that. We might still have the date. When he referred to me as Solomon and himself as David. David was a warrior. David was a man who was crying and sad songs all the time. Solomon was a kingdom builder. Now, I don't say to you I'm Solomon. But he referred to me as Solomon. And I am one who is building behind a man who had many woes and much weeping. But I don't say I'm a Solomon. I'm not. Solomon is one who taxed his people heavy, and I tax my people very light. Solomon's kingdom fell because of heavy taxing, and this kingdom shall rise because of reasonable taxing.
found Elijah Muhammad, would have chosen me to be the leader. Say, here, throw his hat in right now and follow me. Follow Elijah Muhammad. Told him many times that there's only one that Master Farah told me that he saw that would be a helper and a successor. Said, and that's Wallace D. Muhammad. And Minister Farrakhan himself said many times that Wallace D. Muhammad was one always that we thought would become the leader after Farah. Many times he said that. Malcolm X, in his book, in his autobiography, he didn't even hide that. He said that Donald Elijah Muhammad said after 40 years, at the age of 40, Wallace Muhammad would come into his leadership. Now, maybe I'm not giving his exact words, but that's what the meaning is. That at the age of 40, I would come into my leadership. Read the autobiography of Malcolm X. And Malcolm X, in his autobiography, he said that I was always the one that he and others would come to for advice. That's way back there, before the great secrets was opened up to me. Oh, but he had Farrakhan as his national spokesman, and he had Sultan Muhammad as his national spokesman before that. In fact, many, many years before that, Sultan Muhammad was his national spokesman. Malcolm X was his national spokesman. Farrakhan was his national spokesman. Does the vice president always become the president? When real leadership is needed, we don't want it from a vice president. We want it from an independent man. As-salamu alaykum. Takbir. Takbir. Thank you, brothers and sisters. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world. Brothers and sisters, I know you have enjoyed yourselves this afternoon. That truly was the key. Yes, sir. So now, brothers and sisters, let us sit down, please, for a few minutes. We have some local announcements to make. And then we're going to get you out of here as quickly as we possibly can. Now, I still have a note here that a Caprice station wagon, white and brown, with the license plates KT3559, your lights are on, so you can go out immediately and turn your lights off. Now, how many do we have visiting with us this afternoon? Will you please raise your hand, those of you who are visiting us this afternoon? Very good. Well, thank you very much. Now, brothers and sisters, those of you who are visiting with us that would like to become members of this great movement under the leadership of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, just raise your hand, and we have an acceptance card. On this acceptance card, you just fill in the information that is required. I think the beginning is the declaration of faith, and that you declare yourself to be a Muslim and you want to live a Muslim life. So just fill out the information that is on the card and turn it back in before you leave the masjid. Now, this is all for the national hookup. We have a few local announcements that we want to make. And we want the treasurer and his aides to come up our charity for today. The sisters, you will come to this table and give your charity. Brothers will come to this table.
Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, the complete leader of the world community of El Islam in the West. We have a few first-time visitors with us. We have a little business we have to take care of with them. So what we want to do is, first of all, welcome them. Welcome you who are not Muslims. Brothers or sisters, regardless of what your nationality is, you are welcome. This is your house. This is the masjid, house of Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth. When you came in, you were given a card called the Book of Life. I think you have it. Some of you have it. And we just, for a few minutes, we'd just like to explain this. First of all, we'd like to see the hands of all of our first-time visitors who are here for your first time. Would you raise your hands highly? Very high. We thank you very much. Thank you for coming out. Yes, thank you. That's right. And we thank you for being patient with us. You know, we as Muslims, we're used to sitting, you know. So anytime you come to visit us again, you always can have the wall or we'll get you a nice chair. Now, you Muslims, you remember this now. All right? Get away from the wall. Give it to our guest. All right, I'd like to explain the card to you. I'd like to explain it to you. Across the top of the card is Arabic, Arabic language. We'll ask everyone to be quiet because we're speaking for their benefit. Everyone be quiet. It reads, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. That means that I bear witness that there is no deity, nothing to be worshipped but Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth. It is Arabic. We say Allah. It means God. And we say that Muhammad is his last messenger. We recognize Abraham, we recognize Moses, we recognize Jesus, but we say that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, 1400 years ago, was the last prophet. Now, if you agree to this, if you believe in this, if you believe what you heard on the hookah to be the truth, then the only thing you have to do is to declare this openly, and you have become a Muslim. You are not obligated to give any money. You are not obligated to come here two or three times a week. You have no obligation other than to be a good human being. Also, it says here, as you see in English, I bear witness that there is no deity, no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, and I understand. It says that the Nation of Islam is not Nation of Islam. It's a community, world community of El Islam, is the fulfillment of the prophecy concerning the return of Christ. We don't mean the return of a flesh body with, on the cross. We mean the return of truth, the return of truth in the world, the return of truth, a mind, a mentality. And it says, I desire to claim my place in this body, the Nation of Islam or the world community of El Islam. So the brother treasurer is the treasurer. He should be here. We want this changed immediately. To read as it should be read. Okay, thank you. He says it's in the process. Allahu Akbar. All right. So, all that you have to do, brother and sister, if there's any visit, all you have to do is fill this card out that you see here. And you are a member of the world community of El Islam. Now, I want to say this for the behalf of everybody, of everybody. We have a saying of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad was a man who was a complete servant to Almighty Allah. He was a complete servant to Almighty Allah. He didn't save anything for selfishness. He gave himself totally to Almighty Allah. And this is what Muslims believe. This is what Muslims practice. Prophet Muhammad told us, may Allah be pleased with him. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He said, do not envy one another. We as Muslims, we don't envy one another. We do not, listen, be quiet. We do not inflate prices on one another. If this is a non-Muslim and I'm selling products, I don't inflate the prices just because they're non-Muslim. Everybody's treated the same. We do not hate one another. Muslims, we don't do this. And we do not undercut one another, backbite. But be you, as it says, O servants of Allah, we are all brothers. This is one brotherhood. There are no big I's and little U's in the community, in the religion of El Islam. We don't have that. And a Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He neither oppresses him, nor does he fail him. He neither lies to him, nor does he hold him in contempt. We don't have this in Islam. Piety is right here. That is, brothers and sisters, right here. See? It's like this. It means your moral consciousness, your morality. This is where your piety is. The most honored among us is the one who's most careful of his duty of being right. That's the most honored one. Not the education, not the money, not the power, but your righteousness. And it is evil enough for a man to hold his brother, Muslim, in contempt. If you do this, it's evil. We don't practice these things. And the hold of a Muslim for another, that is a Muslim's life and his property, is sacred. The property in the masjid, the property of a car, the property, the life of all Muslims is sacred. The property of a Muslim is sacred. Okay. Now, at this time, dear brothers and sisters, we want to take up our charity. The charity, we have two tables, see, here in the front. We're not going to have buckets, no more buckets. Every penny we take up, all of you are going to watch every penny. That's right. So we'll get some brothers. We want some new brothers, not old brothers, on the old secretary staff. A lot of people have been complaining to me. They've been writing me letters, say they don't trust people. Well, I'm not going to go for what you say. We have to check what you say out. We don't know. We don't know if you're the one that's stealing the money. The one that's writing the complaint. Yeah, the justice is here today. All right, so we put the table here on the right, and we'll have some volunteers from the imam class. Two brothers from the imam class. Come over to the table here, right quickly, today. We had to get out of here. And two sisters from the sister instructors class. You have this table over here. And we want to form an aisle down the middle. See the middle here? If everybody will move over just a little. And we let the sisters come up first. The sisters, if you like to give charity, just come up the middle and drop your charity on the table out in the open where everyone can see. Everyone can see. When you give in your zakat, brothers and sisters, you know your zakat? This white paper, this white sheet here, see this paper sheet here? When you give, try to give it in a money order, so we make sure that we get every penny. Try to give it in a money order or a cashier's check. No personal check. Those checks bounce. Big problem. Yeah. We've discovered that. And you brothers, if you want to give in zakat, in our public collection, you can use this table here. Use the table here to the right. Yeah. I need somebody loan me some money. Now, brothers and sisters, we're going to have our closing prayer. So if everyone would be quiet, we're going to close with dua. We'll close with dua. And then we're going to ask everyone, after we close in dua, we have visitors with us. We're going to dismiss our visitors. And we, the Muslim community, no matter where you're from, we're still the same community. We're going to have only a 15-minute holdback. We're going to have a big watch sitting in front. If it goes over, who's ever going over, we're going to sit them down. All right? 15 minutes after we have dua. All right. Our first prayer that we're going to have, the first prayer is the prayer of asking Allah's blessing on those brothers and sisters who want to become members of the world community of Al-Islam. So that's our first prayer. So if we'll all just bow our heads and spread our hands. And those who are new members, if you want to join the World Community of Al-Islam, don't you pray, because we're praying for you. If you've joined new, don't you pray. Let us pray to Allah for you. O Allah, bless these with an ever increase in divine growth and protect them as thou hast protected the whole community. Ameen. Now we'd like to close in dua. I'll say it in Arabic first, then we'll translate into English. And we're praying to the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's not black, he's not white, he's not a stick, he's not a stone. He's the creator of all of these things, the creator. This is who we're praying to. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, rahmanir rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. I'd like to translate, but any time the prayer is given, everything is a stop. No money counting anything. Nothing is more important than worship of Allah. Translated, it means that I seek refuge in Allah against a rejected enemy or trouble that can rise in my own personal heart and in my own mind. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of all the worlds, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, and those whose portion is not wrath, and who will not astray. Amen. Now, for our visitors. You visitors, you can come to this building anytime you want to. You don't have to join the Royal Community of Al-Islam to be a part of us. You don't have to do that. You can come and partake in any of the activities that we have. It's all right. Also, we want to let you know that we have a special prayer service on Fridays called Jumu'ah prayer, and you are invited to attend that prayer. And inshallah, be Allah's will, next Sunday, we'll have a special meeting for all people, whether you're Muslims or not, and our subject will be that there's no such thing as physical death. That's our subject. There's no such thing as physical death. And you should come out. Bring your fathers, mothers, friends, and cousins. It's going to be a very interesting and good lecture. So for our visitors, we thank you. May Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, peace be upon you. Go in peace. Assalamu alaikum. For our visitors and our Muslims, if you'll be seated for 15 minutes. Only 15 minutes. We only ask 15 minutes. We have Brother Akbar, who's going to address the body for just a few minutes. And then Brother Treasurer is going to make a very, very brief report.